Jesus' Resurrection Matters, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. The text comes from Acts 1. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, and they prayed, and they cast lots for them. And the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Kerivo writes, "This is an odd story. I can never make up my mind whether Peter was right to try to replace Judas this way, or whether the whole group of believers should have waited a few more days for the Holy Spirit to come before making such a major decision. But either way, it probably doesn't matter much, especially now. What does matter is something Peter definitely got right when he says that it's necessary to have witnesses to Jesus' resurrection. Because Jesus' resurrection is the primary force that drove the early church to witness so freely and to grow so fast, even under threat of death. They knew that Jesus had suffered and died, and that God the Father had raised him from the dead. There were witnesses who could testify that he was alive again, over 500 of them. We rely on their eyewitness testimony, even today, kept for us in the New Testament. And those believers knew what it meant for God to raise Jesus from the dead, that God was putting his seal of approval on everything Jesus said and did for us. God would never raise a liar from the dead. Because God raised Jesus, we know that everything Jesus said to us is God's own truth, and we can trust it forever. And what did he say to us? He invited us to come to him and follow him. He said he was God's chosen one, the Messiah. He said he is one with God. He promised us rest, peace, and forgiveness. He said he would never reject us. He promised to be with us forever. He promised to send us the Holy Spirit to live in us and work through us. He promised to raise us all from the dead at the end of the world. He said that he would return from heaven to take us home, so that we would be with him forever. Jesus' resurrection matters. As Paul writes, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." We pray. Lord, thank you for dying and rising for us. Strengthen my trust in you. Amen.